please turn to Exodus chapter 20 in your Bibles. It's page 77. If you're joining us this morning for the first time, we've been looking at a series in the Ten Commandments. And here we read the Ten Commandments. Boys and girls, I'll tell you what the Ten Commandments are in just a moment. If you can read along with a grown-up, or perhaps a grown-up, you can help them read along. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. This is God's word to us this morning. Now, boys and girls, I hope you can face the front if you can see me. Yes, great. Now, when you've been out at Explorers over these last few weeks, the grown-ups have been looking at something called the Ten Commandments. Now, I asked someone in my family if he knew what the Ten Commandments were, and he wasn't very sure. So I said, on Sunday, I'll tell you a bit about the Ten Commandments. Way back in the Old Testament, in a book called Exodus, God rescued his people, a brilliant rescue. And I'll tell you about that one day. But he rescued his people, and he took them to a great big mountain. You see the mountain on my board? Yeah, great. That was called Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, he said to his people, here are the ways that you live as my rescued people. Here are 10 commandments, 10 ways that I want you to live as my people. Let me run through them quickly. I hope you can see them. He said, don't worship other gods. God said, don't worship idols. He said, don't misuse my name. He said, remember the Sabbath. Wow, what does that mean? We're going to think about that a bit later on this morning. He said, honor your parents. God said to his people, do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not covet. And you might be sitting there scratching your head thinking, I'm not sure what those words mean. Maybe you can ask a grown-up or come and ask me after the service and I'll help you do that. Can I tell you about these commandments? These are 10 good commands that God gave to his rescued people. Good commands. Here's something really important. God's people were not very good listeners. And they were not very good at obeying his commands. They broke those commands lots. They did lots of sin. They needed lots of forgiveness. Just like us, we break God's commands, and we need lots of forgiveness. Now, here's some good news. The Lord Jesus came into our world, and he was perfect, and he kept these commands perfectly. Every single one, every single day of his life, he was brilliant at keeping God's commands. And he died on the cross to forgive us when we've broken them. And as we trust in him, he loves to totally forgive us of all our sins. But something else. He doesn't just forgive us, because as we trust in him, he changes us. He changes the way that we want to live, the way that we want to act, the way that we want to speak. He changes everything about us. And he helps us to look at these commands as ways that we can live to please God. Suddenly we look at the commands and start thinking, I want to do what God says. And we're going to think about number four, remember the Sabbath today. Grown-ups, it would be great if you could keep your Bible open at Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Boys and girls, if you're facing the front, I hope you can see me. I hope you're sitting up, ready to listen. Can you see the board? Manuel, can you see the board okay? You see my boards? Yes? Good. Excellent. I'll take that as a yes. Brilliant. Now, if you look at this board for a moment, Josh, can you see that board? Yeah, you can see that I've written the days of the week down the side. Is that right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Yeah? Yeah? Good. And you can see along the top, I've written the different parts of the day. You see that? Yeah, good, good. So, if it's Sunday and it's morning, is this Sunday morning? Yes. Where are we on Sunday morning? Excellent, excellent. Now, boys and girls, I've got a question for you. I know this week is special. It's half term, it's holiday week. Okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. But if it was just a regular school week and it was Monday and it was Monday morning, where would you usually be? Yes, Emmanuel.
School,
yeah. Okay, what about a Tuesday afternoon? Where would you usually be? School, yeah, yeah. It's not.
And school is very boring.
Yeah, I know. Good, yeah. For most of you guys, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, morning and afternoon, when it's not the holidays, it's school. Sundays, you might be at church. It might be in the evening, say on a Thursday evening after school, maybe you go to a club. Or on Saturday afternoon, maybe you go swimming. So there's lots of things that can take up our week. That was the same for God's ancient people. As he spoke to them at Mount Sinai and gave them the Ten Commandments, there were lots of things that could take up their week. But he gave them a command. It says this, remember the Sabbath day, grown-ups, it's on verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does that mean? God said to his ancient people, one day of the week, you're to set it aside. One day of the week is a special day where you remember God, you worship God, okay? You're not to do any work. The people weren't to do any work. No one was to go to school. Their animals weren't to do any work. One day, they were given off by God. So on their weekly board, one day was off. Now, this is a little bit of a head scratcher. Okay, scratch your head like this, brilliant. Okay, because the day that they set aside to remember and worship God was a Saturday. Okay, ours, we're here Sunday morning, but their day was a Saturday, and it was called a Sabbath. A Sabbath. Let me tell you what Sabbath means. Okay, it means something like rest. Okay, Sabbath means something like rest. It was a day off. It was a day off to rest and remember and to give thanks to God for his goodness. Doesn't that sound like a good day? Yeah, sounds like a great day. God said to his people some pretty big things about their special day. First of all, he said to them, remember. See, he says that, remember the Sabbath. Remember. When I see in my Bible the word remember, what's the one thing that I'm likely to do? Forget. Yeah. So God's people were to remember that one day a week, it was pencils down, tools down, it's a day off. And they had to remember to do that. There's another word. What does it say there? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. So God said it was a holy day. Holy, I've told you a little bit about this word before. It means set apart. It means different. Let me give you an example. This is my holy spoon. Okay? Holy means set apart, different. How is this spoon different? It's got my name on it. Okay? Okay, you need to look very closely. And even more than that, it's got the little Coco Pops monkey on it. And I saved up my tokens for this special spoon. It's not to be used for soup or pudding. This is Doogie's special set-apart breakfast spoon. Okay? And just as my spoon is special, it's set apart, it's different. God was saying to his people, this one day is holy. It is different. It was set apart for the Lord. It was as if God was saying to his people, on one day, stop doing anything else and pay close attention to God. You getting the picture? Brilliant. There was something else that God said about his day. It's a good day. It's a good day. Grown-ups, if you look in your Bible, you'll see in verse 11, God says, in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. God takes his people back to the creation of the world. Have you ever wondered why God created the world in 6 days? Wasn't he powerful enough to do it all at once? Of course he is. I wonder if one of the things at least that God was doing was he was setting a pattern for his people. That for 6 days, we do all the regular stuff of life. And one day, we set it aside for him. And in that way, God was saying that he blessed that day. His goodness was in that day. Now, boys and girls and grown-ups, back to scratching our head a little bit, okay? I see it brilliant at the back there. There has been a lot of head scratching about this day down the years. Even among Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus, about what we do with this day. How do we understand it? What are we to do with it? What is it saying to Christians here and now? Well, as Christians, as followers of the Lord Jesus, we've got to see what the Lord Jesus says about these commands. We've got to see how he lived these commands, what he did with these commands, what he said to his followers about these commands. We've got to look as New Testament Christians, believers in the Lord Jesus, and try to understand from there what we've got to do. What do I know about the Lord Jesus? He kept God's commands perfectly. He kept the Sabbath the way that God intended the Sabbath to be kept. He remembered it. It was different. It was a holy day. It was a good day. And he died on the cross for people like me who have forgotten God's day, who have not treated it different, who have not thought it was a good day. And he rose again from the dead to be the savior of all who trust in him. And when we trust him, he changes us. He helps us to think, what do these commands mean to followers of Jesus? You know, the Lord Jesus himself said that he is Lord, even over the Sabbath. For those of us who love the Lord Jesus, I hope this isn't too head-scratching, but there are things that this command says to us that as followers of Jesus are the same, and there are some things that are different. You got that? Some things are the same, some things are a little bit different. For example, the day. Because what day do we kind of stop and remember the Lord Jesus and worship him? Sunday is Sunday. It's not Saturday. So what's going on there? What day did the Lord Jesus rise from the dead? He was crucified on Good Friday. When did he rise from the dead? Easter Sunday. Yes, Easter Sunday. So when you look at the New Testament, Sunday starts to be a really big deal, not the Sabbath. And it was not long after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus that his followers started to call Sunday the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day. And that was a Sunday. The Lord's Day. How did they treat it? Well, it was a different day. They remembered the Lord Jesus. This is some of the things that are a bit similar. They remembered the Lord Jesus. Was it different? Was it a set apart different day? Well, it seems to be, yeah. They did. They did different things. Was it a good day? Yeah, it really was. Let me introduce you to two people who teach us about some of the dangers of the Lord's Day. Here's one. This guy is called Funless Frank. Okay? Funless Frank. Funless Frank grew up in a home, a Christian home. People took Sunday very seriously in Funless Frank's house. There was a big list of rules about things you could not do on Sunday. And it seemed a lot of it was about not having fun. You couldn't watch the telly. You couldn't look at your tablet even. You couldn't play with your Lego. You couldn't go out with your friends. You couldn't go to the park. And some people, some Christians, have thought of Sunday, the Lord's Day, a bit like Funless Frank, that it is a day of rules. You know, they've made the Lord's Day the dullest, most boring day of the week. Do you think that's how the Lord Jesus wants us to think of his day? Amen. He wants us to think of his day as the best day. And we've got to be really careful as believers in the Lord Jesus that we're not Funless Frank about Sunday. Here's another person I want to introduce you to that we've got to be careful of. Don't Care Dorothy. Okay? Don't Care Dorothy. Do you know what Dorothy thinks about Sunday? Don't care. Don't care. I'll just do whatever I want. She doesn't think that one day is different or special or set apart. She just doesn't care. Now, the danger of that is that it makes us think that we know better than God, who seems to say to us, especially Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus, that one day is different. We've got to be very careful that our attitude towards the Lord's Day, towards Sunday is, I don't care. Now, grown-ups, I totally get that some people have to work Sundays. I get that. Emergency services and a whole bunch of other people. Lots of people in the New Testament would have worked on Sundays. Slaves, for example, had no option but to work on Sundays. But I think for us, we've got to be careful that we don't care Dorothy's. Because I think that actually on a Sunday, believers in the Lord Jesus, it is to be something of a different day. So those are two things we've got to be really careful of. Funless Frank, Don't Care Dorothy. What's the way to treat the Lord's Day, to treat Sunday the right way? What's a good way to think about it? I'll take Funless Frank and Don't Care Dorothy off for a moment. How should we think about the Lord's Day? Well, it's a day for resting. It's a day for resting. Now, by that, I don't mean sleeping on the sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Although, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? I have been known to take part in that myself. But I mean something much bigger and deeper, because I mean spiritually resting. That's what God's Lord's Day is for. When I go to the shops during the week, what do I go for? food, supplies. Why? To get me through the rest of the week, whether it's cornflakes or tins. I take my shopping bag to the store, to the supermarket, and stock up for the week. What is Sunday? Well, it's a bit like bringing our spiritual shopping bags and filling up for the week. What do I mean? Well, I can come to church most weeks and think, I've been a rubbish Christian. I've committed so many sins. What do I get as I come to church every Sunday, week by week, remembering the Lord's Day? Well, the Lord Jesus tells me that I've been forgiven of all my sins, that nothing more needs to be done to bring me to God. What do I get Sunday by Sunday? Well, I'm reminded here that as I pray, the Lord Jesus will give me everything I need for all that I face. If I come sad and a bit teary and I start to sing the songs, usually it lifts my heart. As I come here and see most of your cheery faces, okay, I'm encouraged to keep following the Lord Jesus because you guys encourage me. It's like I come to church with my shopping bag and the Lord Jesus stocks me up spiritually for all that's ahead. That's resting in Jesus, trusting him, coming here week by week. The Lord Jesus, we know this verse, we're familiar with it here, said, come to me, those who are weary, those who are burdened, and what will he do? He'll give us rest for our weary souls. Let me say this morning, if you've come with a weary soul, look to the Lord Jesus. If you've come maybe for the first time, burdened with the weight of sin, and you feel, even as I say it this morning, I've not remembered that Sunday is different or a good day or any of those things. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you and you find rest for your soul, because he died on a cross and rose again to give you rest. Sunday is a good day for resting in Jesus, for remembering. Can I ask you a question? How many of us think that the Lord's Day ends at 12 o'clock or whenever we walk out of here? I'm just asking a serious question now. How many of us, if we went to our employer tomorrow and said, oh, the day ends at 12 o'clock, would they take you seriously? So why do we do that? Some of us, with the Lord's Day. We think, I'll give him an hour or an hour and a half on a Sunday morning, but the rest of the time, that's me time. We've got to be really careful that we're listening to what the Lord Jesus says. Second thing, I'll just use this one again. It's a day for remembering. It's a day for remembering. I suppose this is connected to resting. It's a different day. It reminds us that on a Sunday, as we come, as we gather, that God is our creator and God is our savior, and we are not those things. And it's good to remember that. Every week we get to remember that we are only here because of the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of our own strength, our own power. It's good to remember Jesus. So many things can get in our heads. School, spelling tests, what we're doing this afternoon. We might come with loads of anxiety and worry about what's ahead. But as we come and remember the Lord Jesus, we remember that he's a great savior who can help us in every situation. One last thing, a good way to think about Sunday. It's a day of waiting. It's a day of waiting. Waiting for what? Well, in the New Testament, we're told that the Sabbath, in the Old Testament Sabbath that we thought about, was pointing forward to the future, heaven, where we will find perfect rest, a place that we're still waiting to go. I don't want to frighten anyone, but as you gather here, Sunday by Sunday, week by week, as we remember the Lord Jesus, as we sing his praise, and we meet with his people, you're getting a little taste of heaven. Now, I hope you're thinking, I hope heaven's a lot better than this. And I assure you it will be. But if you don't enjoy meeting with God's people now and praising the Lord Jesus now, what do you think we're going to be doing in heaven? And so we got to think about the Lord's Day really carefully and wisely. When I was a kid, I'm not going to be a funless Frank, okay? But just hear me out on this for a moment, because there'll be some people thinking, so what do I do? Let me give you some ideas, grown-ups especially. When I was a kid, my mom and dad were Christians. They went out of their way to make Sunday a great day. Not just a good day, a great day. There were loads of things we didn't do. We didn't do homework. We didn't go to the cinema. There's a whole bunch of things. But there was lots of things that we did do because it was Sunday. Mom and dad loved being with God's people, so we went to church a lot. Now, I am sure at the time, I thought it was probably dull, okay? I'm convinced of it. However, it taught me to love the local church, and it taught me to love God's people in the local church. It helped me to fall in love with that. We almost always had people for lunch on a Sunday, and my brother and I would get upset when we didn't. We ate great food. Mum made sure there was loads of it. Teenagers, it's not a rule. I'm not being funless Frank. But I was encouraged not to do homework or study on a Sunday. Not because it was a rule, but because it was a way of saying, Lord, I trust you. And I trust whatever I remembered on Saturday night would still be there on Monday morning. Now, that's not true of everyone. But I'm saying that's what I was encouraged to do. That was the same at university. Some of you guys here I know are studying. And so often I had deadlines or exams on Monday morning. And I thought, what am I going to do? But actually it helped me to trust God. Grown-ups, I'm not going to stand here and give you a list of rules, chuck your telly out the window, anything like that. I'd be a hypocrite. But I hope you can see that the Lord Jesus is saying, will you consider my day a great day? Will we remember him? Will we rest in him? Will we wait for him? Will we encourage one another? I hope Sunday, I hope you think of it as a good day. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this Lord's Day, where we think the Lord Jesus has died and been raised, and we can worship him together as a group of your people. Father, help us to consider what we've heard this morning seriously, think about it, how it maybe applies to our lives. Would the Lord Jesus' day not just be 1 hour? Forgive us when we've made it that. Forgive us as well when we've been funless Franks and don't care Dorothy's. We want to honor everything, even this day, and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.